If you guys were to pick a weird animal to have as a pet, what would it be?
Hey, yo, welcome back to the High Kicks podcast. Carl's
Here he
finally
goes.
back.
It's been a very long time. A very long time.
We have Carl back in America before Ronaldo.
I mean, fair, fair. I'm gonna jump in with the answer to the animal question first. It's a large-ish animal, but I think it'd be really, really fucking funny to have an emu as a pet.
Okay, that's actually a good one. I was gonna say a Komodo dragon.
Why?
Because you could use it as like a security dog.
I mean, yeah, but like they're highly, highly venomous, and like if it bites you, you're fucked.
Gotta play your cards right every day. So
So
you
that's why
know
we're
what?
gonna sick it on you, Ryan, when you get the
Yes.
Pekimoto dragon.
You're gonna try to play with him? That's not happening with Greg the Komodo dragon. Sorry.
Okay, Chad, what's your animal?
Well, I actually went with an actual weird animal. It's a platypus.
Oh, okay.
Let's
I mean,
see.
that's
Sorry.
fair. You better
The
be naming that
Komodo.
bitch Perry.
No, I'm also naming it Greg.
Okay.
That seems.
I was gonna name my emu Reginald.
Feel like Greg is more of an emu name.
I
Just saying.
mean, I feel like I could just name it Limu.
All right.
Name it.
Get this guy out of here, bro. We are not
We're
even
about to get
advertised,
canceled.
bro. We've literally, you're literally, what's up, guys? We're sponsored by the insurance companies. Give us $500 for a 2% rebate.
Okay, whatever. No, but I do feel like having an emu as a pet would be sick. I mean,
Fair.
having an animal as a pet that beat Australia in a war.
All right. But would
Fair.
you buy a gecko as well and put it on top of the emu? All
Yes. Get
right,
all the
that is it.
insurance mascots up in this bitch.
I was gonna say you're gonna get flagged for copyright, but
Okay. Obviously, for anybody who's been listening for quite some time, we haven't had Carl on an episode since, like, I don't know, April or May.
it's been a very long time.
Carl was working in Cape Cod. He was working like 60-hour weeks. He wasn't able to record late at night. But after he finished working, Carl got to go to Europe and experience some really, really cool shit that Chad and I are very jealous about. So,
Yeah. So I
you
went
want to tell
out
us?
there for a Bosnia wedding. I traveled around, visited some friends. Then I went over to Spain and just happened to see El Clasico when I was in Madrid.
You fucker.
And it was the most insane game you could have seen. It was just full of action the entire time. It was back and forth. The second half was on edge the entire time. It really felt like Barca was ready to score at any point throughout the entire match. Mbappe's first goal getting ruled offside by like inches, nuts. Then you end up seeing Vinny actually get taken down and it not get called a penalty within the first 7 minutes of the match. What the fuck?
I'm regretting
But
letting you talk about this because I'm getting fully jealous all over again, you fucking bitch.
I was so fortunate to be able to experience the entire atmosphere there. My friend Bubo, who I worked with in the States, he is from Macedonia. And so being a part of the Macedonia fan club, he was able to get like really sick seats. And so I actually recorded both of the goals for Madrid. I didn't get the Fernan Torres goal.
Did you just
But
say Fernan Torres? Ferran Torres.
Fernan Torres. Sorry.
And
Fern Torres.
I would just like to point out that it took Carl about 5 minutes to fuck up a name in his return to the show.
I was gonna say, you knew it was
The
gonna happen.
legend of Fern Torres.
Fern.
Fernan season two coming out.
I would like to thank Carl. He called me when he was in the gift shop and asked if I wanted anything. And I was like, I would take a keeper jersey, but there was too long of a line
was to get a jersey. Crazy.
So Carl got me this Real Madrid commemorative coin.
Yeah, it's from the Bernabeu after Real Madrid won El Clasico.
Yeah, no, it's really cool. I took it out of the plastic casing and wiped it down with a microfiber cloth. And yeah, I think it's awesome, and I really appreciate it. So thank you. Last year when he was in Europe, he got me a Maradona shirt from Italy. So I thought that was cool too.
No, that was from Amsterdam, I think. The Maradona shit.
Oh, I thought it was from Italy. Either way.
Bro, that shit was sick though.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's really cool. But Carl, we are happy to have you back. I know it's been like a month since Chad and I put out an episode. Life just kind of gets in the way. I'm looking for a full-time job in the insurance industry. We've just had some timing stuff. Chad's got life going on. It's just been difficult to find a time to record. But we are happy to be back, and we have a fair amount to talk about when it comes to the international break that's been going on, because it's been a wild one.
Yeah. Right on.
Fucking Troy Parrott. Do you think there is anybody in the sport right now that is as feeling on top of the world as he is?
Currently, no.
I mean, Haaland kind of is, because like he basically single-handedly carried his once was pee pee poo poo country to a World Cup, but
no, like yeah, I feel you there, but.
But at the same time, it's really cool that it's Ireland.
And I mean, yeah. They're going to the playoff, right? They're not in yet.
And we are potentially going to see a literal civil war if they get put in the same group of Northern Ireland, which is. Okay, I have strong opinions on that situation, but you know what I mean. You know what I mean?
That would be insane.
Yeah, I have strong opinions on the matter.
That would be insane.
There's a chance. I don't know when the draw. I don't know if they have the draw yet, but
no, the draw has not been done yet. I mean, everybody hasn't qualified yet, so we have obviously not had a draw.
That would be crazy. That actually ends up happening. I think it's looking likely.
It would be, I don't know. It would be nuts. I'm taking a look at the qualification tables right now. Like, obviously, like, you know, Germany through. Switzerland getting through with their group makes sense. Scotland beating Denmark to punch the ticket, which I just need to point out, how much shit do you think Kasper Schmeichel is going to get when he goes back to Celtic?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I feel like he would get negative shit because he just helped him through, technically. Oh, this is
no. So when I say get shit, I mean like you're on a team with a bunch of guys, like you're all friends. They're gonna fuck with him.
Oh yeah.
They're gonna be like, hey, thanks, man. Couldn't have done it without you.
I was gonna say, I'm like
100%, bro.
The funny thing is there's literally nothing he could have done on the first and third goal.
Yeah,
literally yeah. two Puskas nominees probably, or
yeah,
like the McTominay over. It's also former Manchester United player Scottish McTominay.
Bro, he's been balling out crazy.
He's been a revelation since he left Manchester.
Yeah.
He is juju'd on that beat, as the kids would say.
Chad.
What?
Okay, whatever. But I just like... I'm clearly at a loss for words for how good he's been. Like, I don't get it. I mean, he was like middle of the road at United, and now he's just one of like the best and most decisive midfielders out there.
I feel like a team like Man United could use him right now.
I really do too. Carl, you got something to say about that?
Yeah, I agree. Can't really say too much. We played well for a month. We're sort of...
I mean, you're ahead of Liverpool on the table right now, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, we are, but we're still playing shit football.
Liverpool and Man United this year are just the soccer equivalent of the AI bubble. I'm just waiting for this thing to explode. I'm just waiting for it to finally blow up so I can laugh at everyone else's face as well.
Yeah, now Leicester welcome to the City. High Kicks Financial Podcast.
Exactly.
I'm gonna keep going down the list of the groups. I mean, obviously, you know, like France through.
Oh.
Ukraine to the playoff. Spain through. Portugal through.
Surprising.
So I want to talk about them real quick, and I hope we're all in agreement here. They're better without Ronaldo.
Oh, thank God. Okay, you scared me for a second.
Yeah.
What'd you think I was going to say?
I thought you were going to go the other direction. I'm like, please don't say they need Ronaldo.
No, dude, I thought they were better off without Ronaldo. Like, I thought he should have been coming off the bench at the last World Cup. Like, obviously, he is who he is, and he has the history that he has, and he's the caliber player that he's been. But outside of his ability to just kind of be in the right place and score a goal, he's kind of a traffic cone.
Yeah.
And, like, I love the whole conversation that, like, he always brings up, you know, it's harder to score goals in Saudi than it is in some of the European leagues. And then he and João Felix come to qualifiers and put up stinkers.
Yep.
Like, when are...
versing real competition.
Like, when are people going to understand that he's paid to be a rep for that league and he'll say whatever he's told to say to make the league look better? Like, but should he be on their World Cup squad? Yes. Should he be their starting number nine? No.
Yes.
When it comes to the World Cup, his best value for them is a super sub, personally.
I don't even think he's that. He's kind of like the vibes guy. He's like Connor Cody at Leicester. They just brought him in for vibes. You brought him in as the locker room guy.
I mean, I think he could still give you like 15, 20 quality minutes, but he just...
Well, like when you're winning a game, I feel like...
Winning a game or tied, I feel like he can still get himself in position. I mean, when a game is close, he's still clutch. Like, I'm never going to take that away from him. But his days of playing 75, 80 minutes as a striker at top level international competition are over.
Oh, yeah.
Like, over. Like, I don't know, Chad, I find it funny that you thought I was going to go the other way with that, but I just...
Terrified me.
Come on, I'm not that stupid. Come on.
You're a Liverpool fan.
Yeah, it's because I was given a Liverpool shirt for YMCA footy when I was like 8.
Well, that means 8-year-old you is pretty dumb.
Idiot boy.
I mean, I was. So like that's fair. But Netherlands through Poland to the playoff. Damn, Austria's group was kind of whoa. I'm not going to lie. Austria, Bosnia-Herzegovina, Romania, Cyprus, and San Marino. I mean, I you would think Austria comes out of that.
You mean San Marino won that group, right?
San Marino, 0 wins, 0 draws, 8 losses, 37 goals, negative 37 goal differential. They scored 2 goals.
I feel like they got at least second place based off those numbers.
Last.
Yeah.
A couple more groups to go through here, but I'm gonna skip over this one and just jump into the Belgium and Wales group.
You're skipping over Norway, Italy?
Yeah, because there's just more to talk about, and I want to talk about that a little bit more in depth.
Okay.
So we can hit that one after. But I don't know. I mean, Belgium's going to the World Cup. I would think Wales maybe could get through in the playoff, but I don't know. Belgium, I see Belgium and I just get disappointed.
Hold on. Does he still play for them?
Who?
Does Danny Ward still play for the Welsh national team?
Take a look.
Let's fucking...
Let's go Macedonia. Hopefully they make a spot. There's no way, pretty much, but...
No, they're out of it.
Oh, thank God.
The qualification group stage is done, and they finished in third. They didn't make the playoff.
Wait, is he still on the team?
I don't know, Chad. Well, Chad is looking for that. I mean, we're not surprised that Croatia got through. I'm going to save the England group for last for something that I'm going to say about them that would just be so beyond poetic. But Norway are good, seemingly.
Norway are really good.
Like, really good. And, I mean, a lot of it's Holland. I mean, most of it is Holland. Don't get me wrong. But I think they could make some noise this summer. I really do. Yep. Obviously, it's all group dependent, but like, I don't know. I just feel like Erling Haaland isn't human and he's just going to score like a goal or two a game for this Norway side, no matter who they're playing.
Yeah, it's pretty inevitable.
He might be like the best pure goal scorer I have ever seen.
Yeah, he's ridiculous. He's like the perfect guy. He's the most like complete striker I think we've ever seen, at least with our own two eyes.
Especially at his age. Because a lot of the times, like, strikers have good shots, can get into good position. Or sorry, have great shots, but can't quite yet get into the good positions for the balls in. Or they can get into good positions for the balls in, but they haven't quite developed the long shot yet. Like, I know he's not young, but he's 25. Like,
no, that's young.
No, when I say young, I mean like wonder kid young. But he's not in his prime yet. And Chad and I have talked about this kind of at length, but it's not a question of if he's going to break Alan Shearer's goal scoring record in the Premier League. It's a question of will he stay in the Premier League long enough to break it?
Oh, yeah.
He is the best pure number nine I think I have watched. And he's been this good to a degree since he was like 21.
Yeah, like we've seen this, like the Dortmund days, where he just has like that. He has that step before a defender. Like his anticipation is genuinely, like his knowledge of like what's going on around him. His anticipation is so well, because it's like if most of his goals like might seem like, oh, it's that's happened. I feel like it's him beating the defender to the spot because he knows it's coming.
I fucking hate the term tap-in merchant, because to be a tap-in merchant, you have to have such an elite understanding of positioning and where the ball is going to be to hide your movement and beat a defender without the ball to put yourself in the position to get a damn tap-in.
The other thing, I saw like a really dumb comment, and sorry, like go into Holland, but someone was like, oh, goal scoring has like lost its value. It's like, the fuck do you mean goal scoring has lost its value? That's the point of the game. That's literally the deciding. That's the point of the game.
What, like, what do you, goal scoring has lost its value?
It was a top comment of a Holland video. Someone was like, goal scoring has lost its value. The fuck do you mean by that? That's like the point. That, why do we watch this game then? To watch 22 dudes stand around and kick a ball for 90 minutes? No. Like, I feel like, and the thing is, Holland's like getting that type of like, I want to say, I don't want to say like backlash. It's kind of like, it's like he's so good that there just has to be a natural like flow back, like it's going the other way, and he's already having that like 25.
I mean, he's
just that fucking good. They're scary. That's a scary team, even without Odegaard.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
So it's like, even if they get like an 80% Odegaard, I think that's the biggest thing, is that if they don't get Odegaard, I don't see them like making it like past the quarterfinal. But maybe with a healthy Odegaard, this is like a top four team in a World Cup.
Which is crazy. Like, genuinely crazy.
I will, like, there is kind of a lack of, better to say, like, talent around Holland and Odegaard. Like, if that team is just able to hold it together,
I would throw, I mean, he's not on their level, obviously, but Sorloth is good.
Yeah, like, Sorloth, like, there's a lot of good.
Yeah, that's fair.
But to win the World Cup, you gotta be, like, dogs.
Yeah, that's fair. You do have to be, like, dogs.
Especially in a World Cup that's gonna have France and Spain. Already, like, those are like the two like de facto best teams on the fucking planet.
Yeah.
And then we all have right. England.
I was gonna move us into
and
England.
And then
right
we
now.
Have the frauds.
I don't think they're frauds anymore.
I think they're frauds.
I think I think Thomas Tuchel knows how to navigate a tournament. Their group wasn't too difficult, but they were excellent. And I know, obviously, like, talking about the script writers and sports and whatever, like, is always a joke, but how fucking poetic would it be if on the summer of the 250th anniversary of the United States of America, England wins the World Cup on our soil?
Well, they'd all get deported on the spot. Like, the whistle would blow and ICE would literally arrest Harry Kane on the pitch. Actually, no, he's too white to be targeted. It'd be everyone else. It'd be like, Harry, you can go. Jude Bellingham, let's see some identification.
But I think they're good. They're really, really good. They play well under Tuchel. They seem sound. I think he's a much better manager than Southgate. I think he has a much better understanding.
Yeah, obviously. Of the game. Southgate, it's a fucking bot, but
that's what I mean. We have a team that has gotten to a World Cup quarterfinal or semifinal and two consecutive Euro finals with a dog shit manager. And now they have Thomas Tuchel, who won a Champions League with Chelsea, who probably shouldn't have won that Champions League.
Yeah. He doesn't fall into the best managers in my book.
I'm just on my haterade with England. I think Bellingham's annoying. That's it.
No, that's totally fair, but I'm just, bias aside, because I don't really like them either. They are, and I, by the way, Carl, I agree with you. I don't put him in that like super elite manager category, even though he's been pretty damn successful everywhere.
Exactly.
He's
like, I don't want to knock anything that he has done in the past. It's just that after his first season with a lot of teams, he tends to fall off significantly.
Which is why I actually think he might be a better fit for international.
So yeah, I agree. I agree entirely.
That's kind of why I'm very high on this team. I don't want them to win the World Cup here, but sports are about stories. And
I think it's just because he'll bring out the best of them defensively.
Yes.
For this tournament.
Yes.
Like, and he's already shown it. Like, bro, 22 goals, 4-0 against.
Yeah, they didn't get scored on in qualifying. And again, in their eight
matches. I understand.
Their competition in their group was Albania, Serbia, Latvia, and Andorra. But
not conceding a single goal.
What's up,
bro?
I think Spain winning after the Spanish-American War is a lot funnier.
How?
For historically political reasons.
No.
Yes. Sure. Because England winning isn't really the best karmic retribution. Because
Chad,
when you think about it.
We fought a war to create our own country and break away from England.
But that's
on the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, if they win the World Cup here.
But that's the bad guys winning. I need the good guys winning, and Spain winning is the good ending.
I mean, that's fair, but like, I'm just imagining the footy
especially
discourse.
With recent events that is currently happening in our political atmosphere, I think Spain winning is the funniest outcome.
I mean, that's fair, but I'm talking about fucking like
Brian. I can't see that stupid troll Twitter page, that troll UK football page, be fucking happy when talking about Britain. I can't do it. I understand that. Fuckers be happy.
I understand that, but I'm just all of the comments that I think I would see, like, take your Revolutionary War, we got you back with the World Cup, would be so funny.
I just can't do it. I will not be able to be on the internet for a week. I will
That's fair, but objectively, it would be funny.
I would genuinely get off the internet cocaine if that happens. I will do the modern equivalent of going into the woods, which is putting my phone in airplane mode for a week.
I mean,
why haven't you answered my text? Oh, my phone's been on airplane mode the whole time. That's strange.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't really think I'm super surprised with how most of these groups turned out. I do think it would be so fucking funny if Italy like fucks the playoffs and misses a third successive World Cup.
If they waste Donnarumma like that.
But they haven't waste. They won a Euro.
I would still consider it kind of a waste. It's kind of like,
bro, what have they done since then? Like, I'm
like
just
LeBron
talking about even the qualifications.
No,
like,
I understand
that.
You
have to get to the point of fucking qualifications.
I understand that. But what I mean is the fact that in between, if they miss this World Cup, the fact that in between missing three straight World Cups, they were also the champions of Europe is fucking hysterical.
Yeah, that's hilarious. It's just, I will. It's still, in my opinion, like a massive what
waste
if
of
for Donnarumma's
prime.
Because it's like,
all right, but Carl, Donnarumma's prime, he's 26.
He's going to have like maybe three more World Cups, dude. If he loses this one, he's going to be 30 at the next one.
I mean, he'll be their goalie international football wise until he's like 38.
That's what I mean. He only has three more. After this, he's got three left.
It would, yeah. But like, yeah, it would just be so funny.
Three will catch up with you quick.
He's ridiculous. He's just ridiculous.
Yeah, but he needs to be playing in these tournaments. Stop fucking up, Italy. Stop messing up.
Look, that's fair. Do we wanna slide this conversation back across the pond and talk a little CONCACAF?
Sure.
You mean how Haiti, despite the fact their country like literally doesn't exist anymore infrastructurally, has qualified for a World Cup?
Yep.
Oh, they got it like that.
They're like that.
Or how about the fact that Curacao, with a population of 155,000 people, finished ahead of Jamaica and Trinidad and Tobago, or Tobago, however you pronounce it. I apologize for anybody who's from there.
It's Tobago, you're good.
Okay. Who... I mean, Curacao. Like, what? They're in the World Cup?
I didn't even know that was a real fucking place. I thought that was only a drink.
Carl.
Nah, I knew it was a place, but...
Can either of you name any, I mean, outside of footy, I mean, if you can name any footy players, but notable athletes from Curacao? I have one.
Who?
Jerickson Profar.
Bro, what sort of... who?
Major League Baseball.
Baseball player. Baseball player.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I really only wanted to talk CONCACAF because of them. It's stunning. It is very impressive.
They didn't lose a match.
Isn't...
Correct. What's up?
Oh, God, he has such a cool name. Ozzy Albies. Isn't he from Curacao?
Is he?
I feel like that's like...
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Oh, my God. Yes, I know.
Quality pull. Quality pull.
Did it, guys. Did it.
Quality pull. 5-bit
booms. Well, let's see. Let's look this up.
5-bit Chad.
5-bit booms.
Okay. You know what really, I mean, I'm going to stay with CONCACAF.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Well, this does really grind my gears, actually. I'm gonna stay in CONCACAF, but move us out of World Cup qualification because the U.S. didn't need to qualify because of hosting. But do you know how much it pisses me off that Sebastian Berhalter is, like, good?
Oh, boy, you beat Uruguay. That's all I could say. They did it. They beat the good team.
Yeah, but he's good, and I hate it. I just do.
I feel like the old dude who's like, he's like, nah, this shit's gonna go in, and it goes in. I think it's like the LeBron shot. He's like, ah, fucking course.
Did you see the goal that he scored?
I mean, yeah, it was nice. I could do that.
It was Tony Kroos-esque. Chad, you could not do that.
Yes. Oh, what do you mean by that, Brian?
There's no fucking way.
Oh, really? Okay. Just need to get my destroyed right ankle back into shape, and I'll show you exactly that I can do that.
Did you actually, I don't know if I've ever asked you this. Did you play footy growing up?
Like youth.
Okay.
I always cried when we weren't allowed to play goalie. I used to turn in front of the kid-sized net, literally play goalie, and everyone's like, please, play the game normally, and I'm like, I am! Like, yours on
yeah. Like, I am the goal.
There's no way you could hit that shot. Not in a million years.
All right. I feel like I'm being targeted here because of my appearance.
It's not your appearance. My there's no fucking way in hell Carl could hit that shot either.
Superior physical attributes will be on display soon.
I'm the only one of the three of us that has any chance in hitting that shot, and there's no way in hell I can hit that shot.
That's because you just say you're on the other side of that where you belong.
Yeah, because I can't fucking run, so I stand in the goal.
Nobody said you need to run for that goal, Brian. You just got to kick it.
I mean, that's fair, but...
Anyways, yeah, no, that was a pretty cool goal.
It was a really good goal. that whole conversation, I was thinking about the time in college where Carl and I went to a field to go kick a ball around.
I knew you were talking about this. We were just like,
you know, it's going to be a good time. And Carl struggled to get the ball off the ground from outside of the 18.
That's crazy.
Oh, I never played soccer, footy, anything.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to get super political here, but I'm excited for the World Cup, but I'm also not excited for the World Cup, given everything that's going on.
It's okay. The temporary grass will save all of us.
Everyone's just going to tear their fucking ACLs at MetLife. It's all good.
My favorite reaction to the NFL game being played in Spain, everyone seeing like Real Madrid put effort into actually building a decent like stadium that can
quality grass.
Yeah, like, you know, they can have grass and turf. And everyone was like, why are they doing this? And it's like, holy shit. It's like you need to break a couple eggs to make an omelet.
Yeah, I was watching the USA Uruguay game, and they were playing at Raymond James in Tampa. Dude, that grass looked awful.
Yeah, it's all awful. That's how it's going to be. It's atrocious. It was a God-given miracle that nobody genuinely seriously got hurt at the Club World Cup, because it's fucking atrocious.
But I'm not gonna lie, does that give like the US team an advantage because that's just like what we play on?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, but at the same token, the issue with that is that there's going to be so many injuries this World Cup.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's just a part of the game, Carl.
Yeah.
It's just a part of the game.
I swear to God.
30 more games.
When 10% of all the star players go out, there will start being issues.
Yep.
Like, I swear that is a possibility.
And the final isn't decided by who scores the most goals, but it's who has the most ACLs left and is able to fill the team.
Exactly, dude.
Everyone is going to be a
game. Oh god, I can literally see the headline now, dude. It's like, call she bets on the odds of an ACL tear happening in the World Cup final from now. I could just see it. I could literally see it in front of me. It's like a 75, like 25 yes, no.
Oh bro, it's
like
definitely
that gamble, like that is gonna be a bet where it's like, will someone tear their ACL at the World Cup final? It's like, god fucking
damn it's gonna be minus 750. Like, bro, that's guaranteed.
It's just so fucking dumb. It's so insane. And I mean, the individual who it's sports washing in all of the current political stuff happening with Bubba and all that.
Oh,
like,
God.
Like, come on, man. Like, really? We're sports washing for this guy? We're sports washing for who? We're sports washing for at least all the other evil people at least have like something cool about them. We just get the fucking penguin. Batman. We just get the fucking old dude who just yells at people all day.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm excited for the World Cup because it's a World Cup, but like, I'm not excited for it for everything that it's gonna bring. Yeah. You know,
at least Ronaldo gets to play in it.
Yeah. Did you, before we get out of here, did you see his whole conversation like
with Piers Morgan,
where he was like, you know, winning the World Cup is no longer a dream for me. And then like literally the next sentence, he was like, but my plan is to get married after the World Cup with the trophy. Like, what? He's just so like, the whole conversation of him having like, why does 6 or 7 games determine who's the best player in the world or best player ever thing? I To some degree, I agree with that statement.
Yes, it's not
except
not
for the fact out. Except for the fact that he's played now in multiple World Cups and he's never scored a goal in the knockout stage.
Yep.
That's the kicker for me.
It's just
meanwhile the dude
you're
that
supposed
you know
to be
he's
top
constant,
dog.
The dude that he's constantly compared to has two fucking World Cup golden balls.
Yep. I'm just saying.
No. I'll leave it at that. I don't want to piss everybody off with the whole Messi-Ronaldo debate, but...
Oh, it's the Messiah and the dude who got compared to him. It's okay.
Yep. Can we imagine a second Messi World Cup win?
Dude, so look, correlation doesn't equal causation. Nah. Hold on. Correlation does not equal causation here, but... The last two times that Nigeria failed to make the World Cup, Argentina won the World Cup. Nigeria did not make the World Cup.
I was going to say they failed to qualify again.
That's something we should not have glazed over, because that team's also really good.
Yeah, that's insane.
Nigeria not getting in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should host it. Skill issue.
Bro, literally, I don't think the U.S. would get in.
You know what we need to change the World Cup to every country, like the Olympics, every country automatically gets in, but it's like March Madness. Do everybody do a single knockout tournament with 124 countries.
Yeah, Nigeria losing
actually
on
like
penalties.
That
to Congo to not go to the World Cup is insane.
That's Dr. Congo to you, buddy.
All right. I'm really happy that we had Carl back for this one. We are going to be back hopefully next week unless life gets in the way. But we hope we enjoyed a little bit of a different kind of international talk instead of usual league footy. But hopefully we'll catch you guys next week. Thank you for tuning in. Peace.
Peace. Finger guns again.
I love LeBron.